Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
$300 prize package today, a Crown prize package from Crown, a Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and now Mitsubishi. I've got it right here. You'll have, the winner has to pick it up at Crown. Those lyrics, I can't talk when I hear those lyrics. Any lyrics. Gotta focus, laser focus. Anyway, what was I talking about? Focus. Right. $300 prize package. The winner's got to pick it up. Go to Crown, Washington Crown Center. That's where a Crown, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Mitsubishi is. And it's a straight shot from the Highlands. You're there in almost no time. At least I am. And I keep it under 100 miles an hour. I really do. I keep it under 100 miles an hour. I let the, and I'm in the right-hand lane. It's a fun. Anyway, so you got to pick it up there. 15 caller is going to win, and it's going to be incredible. Also, let's see. The Dimitri Graffiti. Make sure that you call in. We're getting some good responses now. It's taken a while for people to get understand the concept, which is you call in and say or do whatever you want, but don't interact with the host. I know it's like rocket surgery, right? And I mean that literally. We got that coming up. We've got, what else? The big thing Monday. Huge. It's going to be huge. It's going to be the biggest news in Belmont County probably for the past few months, maybe the past year. I don't know. Three candidates for two positions, Richland Township trustees. They're all going to be here in studio the whole 2 hours. You're not going to see me. You're not going to see our news director, Karen Fatula. You sure as hell aren't going to see Mr. Big Willie, who will be here in studio asking questions as well. My God, is he opinionated? You think I'm opinionated? this guy makes me look like a Mormon or like an Amish or like a Quaker, one of those people who are just, they don't rock the boats. Anyway, Mr. Big Willie's going to be here in studio. You're not going to see any of us. You're not going to see our news director, who's a lovely person, by the way, Karen Fatula. You're not going to see Mr. Big Willie, who is not a lovely person. Oh, he's a good, decent human being. He ain't no Brad Pitt. And you're not going to see me. I certainly ain't no Brad Pitt. So, but you will see the three politicians, the three candidates for two offices, and I know the big issue is, I shouldn't say I know, but I think the big issue is going to be taking $1 million of COVID money to build a building in Richland Township to give you 5,200 square feet. $1 million of COVID money. Greg Clark, third trustee at the end, said, no, I'm not doing this. So I think it's going to be very interesting on Monday. I really do. You might be wondering, well, what's 5,200 or so square feet? How do I present this to you is my question. It was a question that I had. And so I turned to AI and asked, what's a typical store at the Ohio Valley Mall that might have roughly 5,000 or so square feet? And the answer was Bath and Body Works. If you go to the Ohio Valley Mall, and I think there's a Bath and Body Works there, one of those bath, nice soaps and nice smelling, oh, you smell so lovely, places, one of those places that women go into and not heterosexual men. Not that there's anything wrong with it. In any event, you go in there and you see the size of the store. Forget about all the bells and whistles and the products, just the ceiling, the floor, the walls, like this box. That's roughly 5,200 square feet. Can you imagine spending $1 million of COVID money to build that? That's what we have now in Richland Township. Jay Stevens is going, this is terrible. Greg Clark voted against it. So I think it's going to be very interesting Monday. And this is the only place that you can get that. I guess I'm trying to shame the local media into covering this. This is a big issue. This is a big story. This is a big election. Don't you understand the significance of this? I realize it's not a fundraiser. I realize it's not a festival. I realize that it's not a fun run, but it's actually news. $1 million of COVID money. And I'm the only one talking about this. Unbelievable. We're going to do a deep dive on Monday. And look, Rick and Jim, I'm sure, have good explanations, good reasons. They will make their case. Jay Stevens will make his case. We'll ask questions. And at the end, it's up to you to decide what you think about all this. But at least we're going to be addressing this. Someone's got to address it. Nobody else in the media is touching this. When I tell people I'm all you've got, it's because I'm all you've got. This is another example of that. Download, you know, if you want to know what's really going on, you got to keep it right here. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 1055. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, now with our super improved, boosted, power-boosted stations, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, the new FMs, the 94.9, 101, 109. They boosted the power. They've added all sorts of gizmos to it. It's just boom. It's fantastic. All because we've gotten so much traction, so much reaction to this show. The listenership keeps growing and growing. We need more and more stations to carry the load with all of these listeners. And our Facebook live streams, the numbers for the views are insane. I mean, more than 10,000 Monday, roughly 4,000 to 5,000. I don't even know what it is, right? In fact, I should find it. Well, I'll do that later. At least 4,000 yesterday. Views. This stupid nothing show. But we had good guests, and they were very compelling. And Monday, I can't even imagine. We may break the internet Monday. We actually might break the internet Monday with the number of views for this exclusive event. The three people running for the two trustee positions, Richland Township. And again, why the local media will not cover this amazing story. $1 million white elephant in the heart of Richland Township, built with COVID money. And it's only 5,200 square feet, roughly the size of a Bed and Body Wash or whatever the hell that store is there at the mall. It's like a big store, like a big Hallmark store. The Hallmark store at the mall is roughly probably 4,000 square feet, I'm guessing. So just a little bit bigger than Angie's Hallmark there at the mall. Or Bath and Body Wash, or whatever the thing is called. That's all we're talking about here. $1 million. COVID money. Rick and Jim will explain it. They'll stand by their decision. And Greg Clark, we need to hear from Greg Clark on this one. We do. We really need to hear. He was going along with all of this, according to Rick and to Jim. And then at the end, he switches and goes, no. I have no idea what the backstory is, but you know it's got to be interesting. You know it's got to be interesting. So we will see. In fact, Greg Clark, if you're listening right now, give us a call. The Greg Clark hotline, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. St. Clairsville City Police Officer Greg Clark, who is also a trustee, Richland Township. Give us a call. We'll get you on the air right now. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Give us the rest of the story, because the listeners, the voters need to know the whole story. They need to know the whole story. Why were you going along with all of this? And then at the end, you vote no. I just need an explanation. The voters need an explanation. I mean, Richland Township, the largest township in the state of Ohio. $1 million of COVID money for 5,200 square feet, size of an average store at the mall. $1 million? Really? Really? All right, so there's all of that. Oh, I wanted to play something for you. Can I do this over Bluetooth? Let me see if I can do that. Hold on. I'll just hold the phone up. All right, we've got this great production director who does not want any attention paid to him. He wants to stay off the radar screen, so I'm not going to tell you his name or anything like that, but he's fantastic. And he did a spot. He created a commercial for one of my clients, Dimitri 2020 LLC. Aired last Halloween season, and it was so good that we're bringing it back. It's for the Big Apple, the Fat Apple. It would be nice if I knew the name of my own client, don't you think? Anyway, so I've got it here. I'm going to have to play it up at the microphone, so it's going to look kind of weird on Facebook, but I forgot to do the Bluetooth thingy, and I'd probably screw that up. Anyway, it's really, 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 really good. And I just love this thing, and I just wanted to play it for you, because I think it's terrific. I really do. All right, here we go.
Double, double, toil and trouble. Fire bird and cauldron bubble. Shake this potion up and down and make the Fat Apple into Halloween Town. The Fat Apple Bakery, chocolates and candies, cast its spell on 225 Main Street in Bridgeport with every Halloween Town treat. Jack Skellington, eat your heart out. And then, for your dessert, eat the Fat Apple Scary Face Pies, scowling apple, cherry, or peach perturbing pastries. Order now from Dear Robin and Dawn at the Fat Apple as Bewitching Whitney whips up her witch's brew milkshakes to go with those sweet-smelling, scary-face pies. But will those ghoulish baked goods scare little darlings like Della? No, the Fat Apple isn't a craven nightmare on Main Street. The Fat Apple loves happy Halloweens filled with delicious tricks and treats in every aisle, and it loves old-school Halloween with popcorn balls, wax lips, and vampire fangs. The Fat Apple is open until 6 p.m. Saturday, and on Halloween week, starting 10 a.m. Wednesday. The Fat Apple, your nightmare before Christmas treat.
Isn't that great production? I love what he did with that. Your craven nightmare on Elm Street. Thank you. Thank you very much. Three people are going. Thank you. All right, fine. So how's your morning going for you? Mine is, I'm having a fashion meltdown here with my shirt and the hanger stuff on the shoulders. God. All right, let's get to the vagrants. We got a vagrant issue in two of the major cities here in our listening, primary listening area. Our listening area is the Earth, because with our app, the River Network app, now anybody on Earth can hear us. Many people listen to us all across the world. It's unbelievable. But two of the major cities here in our primary listening area in the Upper Ohio Valley are Wheeling and Steubenville. The twin cities, they're not actually twins, but still, they're two of the major cities, and they each have problems with vagrants, or as the media calls them, homeless. And now, the really, really woke people in the media call them, I'm not making this up, they call them the unhoused. I call them vagrants because they are, but they're the unhoused. Anyway. So, this story here, Erica wrote this story for the Intel. Wheeling City Council had a meeting last night, and the headline is, Wheeling leaders deem homeless camp a, quote, failure, recommend closure. And members of Wheeling City Council met Tuesday night, second floor courtroom, the city county building, temporary location, blah, 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 blah. Members of Wheeling City Council cast a majority vote Tuesday night to support a recommendation, City Manager Bob Herron, to close the city's homeless camp effective December 1. Gee, closing that hellhole, giving them a few weeks to move and hopefully move out of town. I wonder who's been making that suggestion for the past few months and seems like years now. Getting rid of all of the encampments for the homeless. The unhoused. Closing it because it's just a hellish situation. I wonder who's been making that argument all this time. The name is on the tip of my tongue. Oh, yeah. Me. I've been talking about this forever, and not just me, but one of our great citizen journalists who are part of the Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local experience, Carly Dittmar. Carly Dittmar, the Fulton Flash, has been doing incredible work letting us know about all this. We're going to do a deep dive regarding the unhoused. That's coming up next.